From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We have some news, some info for you today. And are you ready for some football? We are. I'm Allison Stewart.
I'm John Fugelsang, sitting in on Thursday, December 27th, 2007.
And for people who are thinking, I know the voice, I know the name, John, you had a really amazing thing happen this year. You had your own one-man show.
Yeah, I'm the guy who does TV to break into stage. my eventual goal being a busboy career in 10 years. But yes, I ran for a few months at New York Theater Workshop downtown off Broadway with a show called All the Wrong Reasons.
And we think that might come back again?
We think it might. It's already come back once over the summer. We just opened in L.A. doing the Miami South Beach Festival next month, and hopefully in New York again in the spring.
And you wrote it?
I wrote it. It's about growing up the child of an ex-nun and an ex-Franciscan, as well as being about the Catholic Church and how it got that way. And it's sort of like if George Carlin and Spalding Gray had a kid, that would be this show.
I would want to meet that child, I think. Maybe.
Well, I'd love to have you.
All right. Hey, coming up on the Bryant Park Project this hour, we're going to continue our look at how presidential candidates are perceived in their home states. Today, it's Chris Dodd and the great state of Connecticut.
That's right. And after 20 years and $3 billion, Boston's Big Dig is finally done. Now, this is a big to-do up in Boston. The question is, does it mean anything to where you live?
Something that means something in Boston, the New England Patriots. In New York, it's the Giants. It is on. It's going to be on your TV for the first time. The big game is going to be simulcast. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. We'll also talk about the debate about whether these teams should both go for it, considering they're both already in the playoffs. We'll see what happens. Our sports guy, Bill Wolf, is here to debate it with our producer, Dan Pashman. And we even hear our executive producer, Sharon Hoffman, may get in the mix. So it could get a little ugly later on the show. That'll be worth listening. We'll also go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
If your wallet feels a bit lighter this morning, there may be a reason for it. It may be $555 billion lighter, in fact. Before heading to Crawford yesterday for a week's break off, President Bush signed a $555 billion domestic spending bill. That's billion dollars, Allison, with a B.
It's an omnibus bill that covers government spending through September 30th of 2008. Now, in signing the bill, President Bush criticized congressional Democrats, who he says did not do enough to contain pork barrel earmarks.
Indeed. Mr. Bush said of the bill, quote, "I am disappointed in the way Congress compiled this legislation. Congress dropped into the bill nearly 9,800 earmarks that total more than $10 billion. These products are not funded through a merit-based process and provide a vehicle for wasteful government spending."
Now, on the other side of the aisle, the spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said half of all the earmarks were directed by the president and his administration. So what about those 10,000 or so earmarks? Many of them were added late in the process, leaving little time for review. But there are fewer than there were in 2005 when Republicans controlled both houses. Now, that is according to The Hill, a newspaper that follows Congress.
And congressmen have pointed out the earmarks included money to help veterans' benefits, college assistance funds, and incentives for reducing carbon emissions. And Allison, your home state, the great state of New Jersey, made out pretty okay on this deal. Jersey's getting more than $7 million for beach restoration and other environmental projects.
Well, John, your home state of New York did just fine, too. In fact, Geneva, New York, the Center for Grape Genetics Research, to be exact, received $1.8 million to help build a research facility aimed at making the U.S. wine industry more competitive.
If loving wine is wrong, Americans don't want to be right.
Well, as a sometime California resident, you might like this. Richmond, California, it's getting $450,000. For a basketball program. The numbers are so big, my mind can't wrap my
head around
them.
Those are really great jerseys at that program. And by the way, the president's home state of Texas, right near Fort Hood, is getting $357,000 to revegetate 30,000 acres that were devegetated by artillery.
Now, of course, a big part of the tab is the war, the three wars, actually, in Iraq and Afghanistan and the so-called war on terror. The president estimates war spending now totals about $11 billion each month, though Republican Senator Ted Stevens says it's more like $15 billion. Now, Democrats wanted language in the bill setting a timeline for withdrawal from Iraq, but they failed once again to get it in writing.
So again, it's the White House and the Congress criticizing each other for spending too much and spending. And that's the BPP's big story. Now here's Rachel Martin with even more news.